The following podcast contains spoilers.
Hey, it's Joe Bunzarelli.
What's up, guys? We're back with another Ahsoka. This time it's part 7, Dreams and Madness. I got Bob with me.
This is the Bunzarelli Show.
I don't know why, but it seems like this episode did a better job of painting the picture of everything than...
Yeah, it's did been a little job jumbled up till now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was... And also because you had caught me up on everything.
Yeah.
it mattered less, but it seemed like last one, there were so many things, there was so much information they were throwing at you that I just wasn't,
yeah,
whatever reason, wasn't absorbing. It was just like a lot of filling in story, whatever. And then this one was just action and fun.
Yeah.
It was good. I enjoyed it. It was fun.
Yeah,
it was a fun watch.
It was good. 3PO was a nice surprise.
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming from it. I was expecting Luke or Leia or something, but the 3PO was great because just that's what like really solidified like the timeline of like what the situation is and how things are running right now. That, you know, Leia's doing things off. I don't know if they're ever going to do a CG Leia because it's a little different than Luke because Carrie Fisher's not around anymore. But that was the best way of like having Leia involved in the show and showing like what she's doing right now. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's Tony Daniels. He's been playing that role since 1977. He just gets
Is
back
it the
in
same
that
guy?
Same
I
guy.
I wasn't sure if it was him because it looked like his posture was a lot different, but then I realized that he was talking to some really tall people and he's usually the tallest guy in the room.
Yeah.
So like it looked off
because
he's
different.
Like this, but then I was like, all right, well, it's practical. It's because he's looking up.
Yeah, he's usually in a spaceship or something, or just along with R2. It was just a little out of the norm for his normal like situation. But yeah, same guy. Even back in episode 1, where he was like that puppet, he was like that. Tony Daniels was in like a green suit working the puppet because he's very he takes a lot of ownership of C-3PO. He's like, you know, nobody's gonna be able to work him as good as I can. Know how he moves and how he responds to things. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a cool thing. They showed so Mon Mothma, like she sees definitely the seriousness of the situation, and she was throwing that at Hera. But she said the personal sides because she says, like, is this all about Ezra or is it about Thrawn? But you know, it seems like, well, if the enemy's going there to get Thrawn, you would think, well, it must be real, because why are they going there? You know?
Yeah.
Okay, so we had the Anakin training video, and that was cool.
That was cool.
Yeah. And yeah, he was a little more reminiscent of, he went back to that Clone Wars Anakin personality. I have a prediction about that. So she told Hu Yang that he made like 20 or more of those recordings, right? And then she went and put the recordings. They specifically showed like a box that she was putting it in. And in that box, there was those, I caught it the second time, those balls that like shot at Grogu, those training balls. So I'm like, you know what? I bet. So my prediction is the end of this arc, this story, I do believe.
I know where you're going.
I think Thrawn's going to make it out. Okay. I think the Baylan thing, which we'll get to, is going to be the conclusion of the story, kind of like the small victory, so that the show has an arc. But somewhere along the line, whether now or later, but I think it'll be now, like next episode, will be Ahsoka giving all that stuff to Luke because Luke's currently building his school. And it'll be that little bittersweet.
Luke.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Sabine.
No, I think she's going to give, because Luke's building his Jedi temple. So she's going to be like, oh, I brought you some training materials. Oh, and there's a video, and they'll show some scene of like Luke seeing Anakin. That would be really cool.
Oh, wow. Luke and young Anakin, Hayden Christensen. Having them in the same room. Wow.
That's like,
that'd
be
cool as hell.
Even a couple scenes now. So when she was watching the video, it was just him giving her a speech. And then I thought again, like, well, is that what these videos are? Is just speeches? But it could just be the end of the video. But what I want to see is, like, the coolest scene would be Anakin actually doing some lightsaber demos, and you see Luke repeating the lightsaber demos. That would be a cool ass scene.
Oh, wow.
You know, like people would lose their minds. You know, them like kind of like, you know, back to back, synchronized, doing some like kind of form 7 Jedi technique. So yeah, that's something cool to look forward to, because I think there's going to, I think this show is going to propel moving forward. Like we said, like the Dave Filoni movie, like if Thrawn's the big bad there, but I think it's going to change the trajectory of, because if that movie's like 4 or 5 years out, it's going to change the trajectory of like what's next season of Mandalorian like. Because now, okay, here's an example. So now the galaxy's preparing for Thrawn, right? So the Mandalorians are going to be like, you know, are they going to be like, we don't want to help you. And there's some kind of thing there, you know, some kind of different conflict to take that in a different direction. Be interesting to see. Also,
Sabine's going to be the one to get them in, because she's the Mandalorian. So it might be like, oh, well, Sabine's in trouble. But one thing before we get too far off Hayden Christensen, one thing I thought about seeing him was, I thought it was cool, because I think that means we're going to see a lot more of him, because it wasn't just like we seen him in the last episode, like, okay, he got his payday, he did the big episode, and then that's it. They just go back. It's like, no, he's still in it. And it was like almost like a side thing. You know what I mean? It wasn't like, oh, wow, a big like Hayden Christensen's here. It was like, oh, you know, he's still here. It's still part of the lore or whatever, part of the story. So it's like, I wouldn't be surprised to see him again, which is awesome. We could just keep seeing him. That's great.
I have another theory along the side of that, because very rarely did they do a straight flashback, but Thrawn keeps raising his eyebrows when he sees like who his master was, her master was, and everything.
Yeah.
So does Thrawn, because Thrawn was pretty high up in the Empire, does Thrawn know that Anakin was Vader? And then we get like a flashback of Thrawn and Vader kind of.
Well, yeah, because it's not really public knowledge.
Right? No.
It's only like a handful know.
No, but Thrawn was like pretty high up there from what the little I've seen or anything. Or the other thing is, he's a real smart guy. He's figured.
Because like it's such, I'm sure all the bad guys knew, because he was such a, big force.
Well, Palpatine knew, but even Palpatine kind of kept to himself and was very like mysterious and reclusive. Like he'd only show up like once in a while, so it was a big deal. But you're not getting what was, Thrawn's relationship with everything. The only thing you're getting hints of was Thrawn's a big deal. So that's the part that I don't know. But even like some people know, like Baylan knows. Baylan goes, very few would be alive to see what he became. So it's just a curious thing. Like, is Thrawn going to twist that and throw it in her face? We had some cool Star Wars stuff with Ahsoka, the space battles. That was some old school. That was like some Empire Strikes Back, where she's hiding in the debris. It was kind of like reminiscent of Han Solo when he hides in the slug kind of thing. And then she reaches out to Sabine with the Force. So that was pretty cool. So is that Ahsoka's so powerful, or Sabine actually is starting to make that Force connection?
She did throw around some force when she was fighting in a couple episodes back, didn't she? Didn't she throw some force around?
No, all she's done is she tried once, but all Sabine's done is wield a lightsaber, which even like Mandalorians could do that. That's just a physical, weapon. So it's not really any, but she tried to do this to Shin Hati, and Shin Hati braced herself like something's gonna happen, and she goes, "You have no power." And then, that was it. So, no, she hasn't demonstrated.
I thought it was just a weak shot. Just like.
No. She just braced herself. Like, she's going to do it. Sense. And then, So then she's just so used to living in that world. She sees this. She's like, oh, here comes. she just kind of.
So what do you think's going on with the girl and
the Bean?
Was it Baylan? The big guy? I'm asking about Baylan. And
Shin? That was very abrupt. It was very abrupt.
She can't take it that much longer. Like, how long are you going to take, you're trying to take over the world, and the guy's like, I have my own plan. I'd be like, if you were saying that to me, I'd be like, no, Joe, tell me what your plan is. Like, I'm not killing myself.
Yeah, that part's bothering me. Without knowing what the plan is. Yeah, because she hasn't shown.
It's got to come to
a head. Had there been something where she showed, she's not showing that ambition that he's talking about. So what's this, she's never said, the only thing she did that he said stop was try to kill Sabine, which was not against the plan. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you haven't shown, it's a little flaw in the storytelling, because you haven't shown a sign that she's all about this Thrawn thing and he's like corrected her. We haven't had anything building up to that. It's just a little flaw because she seemed like, okay, I'm ride or die with whatever you're doing. And also, still, like, you didn't tell her to plan. That part's bothering me.
Yeah, for sure. But it's, I am seeing a change in her. Like, it did seem like this last one, she was like looking like, all right, dude, come on. You know?
Yeah.
And like it seemed like, so maybe the next thing I feel like really should be it. Cause maybe she was just like, you know, if I had more time, I'd say something, but I got Jedi's over here. I got to fight. So we'll deal with it later.
Yeah. I can't change. You know, maybe that's it.
This is okay. How does he think he could just keep telling this evil witch, like, oh, I got my own plan. Like, dude, she's going to freaking zap you or something.
It might have been like, maybe that does explain it, that he just did that on purpose because he kind of knew he was going to bail on her, but he did it in a way that she couldn't make the decision quick enough, or, the mission she was on, she was about to complete. So it's like, well, Baylan's going to hang around in this planet and do something. I have no idea what he's going to do, but my ride home is withdrawn. So I can't just he was like, ah, you guys go without me. I'll take care of myself. You know,
maybe it was his plan. And he said it to her, cause he's like, I know you're stuck anyway. So just so you know, I got my own plan. You know, you do that. Yeah. Could be. We'll give him a little something.
So next, real quick, I want to cover Ezra. Ezra, I think Ezra's going to have his Boba Fett moment, because what he did was, because I'm like waiting for him to take the lightsaber, and like, he's not going to take the lightsaber, and he did some things. He showed, I think it's an example of like the Boba Fett when he had the staff and he was doing some things to show his ability, and then he got the armor. I think it's going to be that kind of moment. So now when he gets the lightsaber, we're all going to cheer. So what I think is going to happen next episode, first of all, I think the Anakin one was like 55 minutes. I got a feeling the next one's going to be a long one, like a really long one, and like maybe like an hour or something. So it's going to be, if it's everything set up. So it's like, you got to see something that Baylan's doing. So find out what Baylan's doing. We're going to have an Ezra lightsaber scene, whatever goes down between Thrawn and Ahsoka, if she throws some Vader stuff on it. So I think next one's going to be really, really good, you know, and if Thrawn comes out, if Thrawn makes it through, maybe you see like a first attack, a first battle, like Hera and everybody waiting for him kind of thing. You know, that first like set the stage for what's going to go down. But I think it's all set up. I think things are looking good. I think next episode is going to be like really amazing. So I'm looking forward to it. Bob, thanks for being here.
Yeah, buddy.
And we'll see you next week. Hey guys, thanks for watching. If you like the show, make sure to subscribe. We're on YouTube as well as all your podcast players, and you can find all the links you need at bunzarelli.com. We'll see you next time.